At the minute, Cammy feels like he's had a bit of a lull, hasn't got enough to do.
That is the problem.
What was grown from like the living room floor? Yeah, yeah, soft shell jackets.
Right.
And I was like, I'm going to fold them all with tissue paper. Put a little thank you card and a little bag of sweets.
Oh, it was so nice. Lizzie was, that was like,
and stickers and like sheep game stickers.
How much money do you make from YouTube / merch?
January to December, it was roughly from YouTube. I've been Cammy.
I've been Iona.
And we are both
Fed by Farmers.
Hello and welcome to the Fed by Farmers podcast with me, Cammy Wilson.
Me, Iona Murray.
And Lizzie Thompson.
Lizzie Thompson, speaking quietly as always. Now, Lizzie, you and Iona are going to do most of the talking here because we tried this before and I keep butting in like I do. A terrible habit for it, and I'm trying to be a better person.
What are you implementing to become a better person?
I'm just going to sit. I got my phone here, so I'm just going to sit and scroll through Facebook or something.
Play some chess?
I do like a bit of chess. Mm. Well, you guys chat. Mm-hmm. Unless I hear my name mentioned, then I'll jump back in and defend myself. But hopefully won't have too much of that. Thanks, as always, to our sponsors, Crystalix and Tracesure from Animax. Of course, we're at that time of year now where sheep need the energy. Crystalix is extra high energy. Not just high energy. Extra high energy. So do check them out. If you're buying either, say that you heard about it on Fed by Farmers because it means we can charge them more money next year.
Exciting.
Very exciting. We're going to do some, we've got questions to go over.
Yep, got a few questions.
Any for me?
Yes.
All right, okay. Right. Well, what are we starting with this week, Iona?
Okay.
Oh, could I just say, actually, by the way, if you want to support the podcast, we should really labour this a lot more because Fed by Farmers actually started as a clothing brand and now it's a crazy popular podcast. Says me that's literally just jumped in out of the field. I'm wearing a sheep game top. Iona is wearing a standard grade drama top. anyone watching YouTube will know what I mean. Isn't it? It's like the kind of top they would make you wear when you're doing like standard grade drama.
Okay.
You know, maybe some plimsolls. What shoes have you got on?
Sanchez.
Have you got Sanchez on?
No.
All right, okay. Yeah, but plimsolls, Sanchez, yeah. So Iona's wearing all black. And Lizzie has her Sheepishly Me hoodie on, kindly donated from Sandy Brock. Thanks to Sandy for that. Her podcast is coming very soon. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Oh, yeah. I skipped by what I was wanting to say there. Fed by Farmers. Check out the website.
Yeah, there'll be more coming soon. We've sold out of something, so.
Yes, sorry, so I shouldn't really promote it just now.
No,
Iona's like shaking her head. Why are you telling people there's nothing left? Okay, but there's more coming. 8th of April, I think, is our delivery date.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. We have mugs.
Another one there. Right. Question number one is from Lindsay in Canada. We currently have a small group, 4, of Shetland and Shetland Romanov crosses with lambs on the ground. We also have 2 registered Paul Dorsets that we acquired last fall, a ram and a ewe. We own 64 acres, but only 15 acres grazing, which we can lightly increase to 30 with some effort. We have a decent-sized barn, approx 3,200 square feet, that's in good shape, what with being over 100 years old. Given where we are in Canada, we don't have the ability to graze November, December or April, May. Our only closest market is 4 hours away in another province. We have a small trailer that holds 6 sheep. All of our purchases have been direct from farmers so far. We have the potential to rent land, but it would be on a yearly basis, most likely due to our winters. Lamb is not a very popular meat here. Other than my house, we could eat it every day. But we have our own farm shop on site and we're confident enough that we could sell what we produce. If this was your situation, how would you grow your flock? Alternatively, if there are just too many factors to that question, could you lay out how many sheep you have over how many acres with sheds and how you manage that?
Why didn't you just ask that question? Why didn't you just jump to how many sheep do you have, Cammy?
I hadn't actually read that far.
Okay. Lizzie, do you want to tackle?
Oh, that's the big one. You start.
That's a tough one because Canada's so different.
Like, I know. Like, the market is different.
Yeah, like my answer to growing your flock is like, if it was me, you just go to the market and ask for tick.
No, but they haven't got the ground, I think that's the thing. She's got maximum 30 acres at a push.
Ah, well, you'll need to go to an indoor system.
They've got a shed. Shed, didn't they?
Yeah, indoor system.
All year round.
And just cut, yeah. Just cut like silage and
haylage. Sandy, just like Sandy. The shop then.
Mm. Yeah.
Always got stuff for the shop.
Definitely right? Maybe a better question for Sandy. She knows the Canadian setup. But yeah, for us, like if we flip that and make it a UK question about growing your sheep numbers, if you get the ground, then, you know, don't be frightened to speak to your market about potential finance. I call it tech, but I mean like finance. There's interest to pay. I mean, it's not like it's free money. I mean, it's just a loan. It's just like a standard loan, but it's kind of, it's kind of secured against the fact that you're buying the sheep. You usually buy the sheep through them.
Yeah.
Well, you will buy the sheep through them, and then you'll sell the lambs through them. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win for both parties, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other question was what? How many sheep?
Yep. So... lay out how many sheep you have over how many acres with sheds and how you manage that.
How many sheep do you have, Lizzie, and how many acres? Between the two of us.
Do we have one to the acre? We have a few more than that.
Would you even know how many acres we have?
No, I don't, but I know it's over 1,000.
Yeah, I have no idea.
We have over 1,000 sheep as well.
Yeah, I have honestly no idea how many acres we have. And it would just take forever to sit down and work
it's
all
not
out.
All year round. And it's,
yeah,
it's,
some bits are just winter. You know, we have... almost double the acreage in the winter that we have in the summer. Nah, maybe not double, but yeah, half again, because you need, with sheep in the UK, it's all about how much winter you get. Yeah. The more winter you have, the more sheep you can run. Mm-hmm. That's the reality.
Mm-hmm. That must be a nightmare to keep track of.
We had a whiteboard last year. We didn't. We just sagged it off this year. I don't know why.
Yeah, we did use a whiteboard last year, actually. But I think with the Flockwatch app, it's good.
It's fine.
You know, if you... when, as you're working through your treatments, we use Flockwatch, and you know, as you do your treatments, you update that batches. You put them in their batches for the winter, okay. So they're all in their groups, and then you just update it.
You can just click
Lizzie did.
Oh, you just click the group, and then what dose they had, and that's the whole group gets done in one go. Then
yeah, and if you need to, if you're like all of a sudden you're like, oh, did we dose them?
You can look back and check.
Yeah, you just bring up the group, see when they're dosed, if they've been treated, if they're not dosed yet, mm-hmm. go and dose them. But generally speaking, when you remember. You kind of build a map in your head of each lot of sheep. Aye. And like, you know, Lizzie's been chasing them about all winter while I've been scanning. So like, you know, you ask her anything about any lot, she'll know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're just talking today. We sold 18 empty sheep at market today. Mm-hmm. So 18 ewes that weren't lamb averaged. Well, some were Lizzie's from her block of ground.
Like 110 on average, was it? But just over. Well, 112.
Were you 108 for
I
yours?
I was 108 and you were 116.
Yeah, so 108 and 116. Mine's were like bigger mules. Hers were Cheviots. But still good. I mean, she paid £123 for them. Yeah, you've lost a little bit, but it's a good recovery. Like,
that's what it is. Yeah.
You know, it could have been worse.
Mm-hmm. Achieve it, you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Could have been 50, 60 quid.
So yeah. How do you work this? So do you have separate sheep?
Only just now, yeah.
Yeah, it's two separate businesses.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. If you know, you know. But it's like...
I don't know.
No, well, it's basically the way... So Lizzie has her own business.
Okay.
Of it, which means she has her own ground in her own name, and she claims a subsidy on that ground, and she has her own entitlements, and... Yeah, it just, it's a, from a business point of view, farm business point of view, it made sense to do it that way. Things like the National Reserve, you know, Lizzie could get entitlements from the National Reserve.
Okay.
That otherwise, like, I can't get.
Because you're maxed out?
Well, because I've already had a go.
Yeah.
As Robert was saying, you only get one go. So Lizzie's farming that block in her own right.
Right.
You know, she's fully fledged farming. You know, she's got her own account at Tarf Valley. She's got her selling lambs today.
Her own book, yeah.
It comes up as Loudon Castle. Got her own thought book. I had to pinch a couple of slips out it today, right enough, because my book's run out. But yeah, so it's all just, it just runs as two separate businesses. Okay. Obviously, we work with each other. You know.
You come and help occasionally.
Yeah, I come and help. Occasionally is right. Yeah, it's more Lizzie does my sheep work than the other way around. But yeah, and we had a phone call today about another bit of ground.
Ooh.
Potentially. That... I could talk about it if it works out, but maybe not.
Big more bit. Questions, is it?
Yeah, let's do more questions. Yeah. Right. What's that?
Aye, do more questions.
No? Yeah, rather than talk about the ground.
Oh, well, you can do, but is that not part of the shebang, is it?
Oh, I might do. Oh, you want more questions? That's sorry, like, give about. Lizzie more questions.
Lizzie, you should be here more because keep it on track.
Yeah, no, my folk will want to know about new bits of ground in the chat, but I'll chat if it comes off. Aye. Yeah.
Get ready for a successful turnout and choose Crystalex this grazing season. Spring grass is typically fast-growing and lush. However, it can contain high levels of potassium, which reduces magnesium availability. Crystalyx Cattle HiMag incorporates multiple magnesium sources and is proven through trials at Glasgow University to help maintain normal blood magnesium levels. With 35% sugar and a unique blend of vitamins, minerals and trace elements, Crystalyx Cattle HiMag supports optimal performance at turnout.
Okay.
We are going to buy some in lamb ewes though.
Are you? You just had to just like, okay. What, in case you get the...
I said I wasn't going to talk all the time as well. Mm. But I'm not interrupting.
In case you got the ground.
Sorry, you set me up to a good deal.
I know, you had to. You're buying in lamb ewes. Why?
At the minute, Cammy feels like he's at a bit of a lull, hasn't got enough to do.
That is the problem.
Just honestly, it's only going to be for like 2 or 3 weeks now, and then we'll be flat out until October. Yeah.
Like, I mean, absolutely, you know, I know, like, I'm sure your dad's flat out, but I do wonder what people with no cattle and like sheep, especially just sheep on the hill, like, what do you do?
Tenerife.
That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm now in this lull, like, what am I like, Lizzie?
We are a bit, aye.
Like, but I'm like antsy. I'm like, I've got to be doing something, you know, let's... Because so now I'm like, why can't I buy some ewes to lamb now?
Yes,
like,
relax.
I'm talking next year lambing 1st of March. I'm like, I'll need a lamb earlier, because all this time I'm sitting about doing nothing, I could be lambing sheep.
What is that?
It's all right, we're just feeding sheep, looking after the kids.
Yeah.
Be right. Jock's had a few ice creams this month.
Yeah, Lizzie's been taking him to the beach about 3 or 4 days a week.
No.
Even when it's wet. And
no, he's been twice, though.
Well, it is only Tuesday. But, like, for us, it's... for me, it's like, I feel you have to keep... you have to be working. You have to be pushing forward.
I know, but what is that? Drive?
No, I don't know if it's drive. I just feel like...
I think the outside world anticipate farmers are like... flat out all the time. So you feel like you have
some
to be
are,
flat out
but some
all the time.
Are. Can just say like some are. That's like, alright for us because we just get sheep. Okay, sheep. You know, if you've got cattle to feed and things are breaking and there's constant maintenance to be done, you know, but when your sheep are just out in the hill,
pigs
or grazing.
Pigs and chickens are quite intensive.
You know, I've put a few stabs in this last week, but they weren't even really needed. I just felt like putting stabs in. It's just something to do, yeah.
Putting bales out.
Put some bales out, yeah. Like, it is, we're in this right little lull just now where we don't lamb for another fortnight.
The calm before
and it is we're good a week into lambing I'll be rushed off my feet think this is crazy
so you should be taking this time rest get just, ready for
what
it
what we should have done
should and
what
we'll batch cooking
up. But Lizzie and I were talking about this what we should be doing or and what we will do next year is lamb and more in stages so we'll start lambing like early
split the meals
March.
Again
yeah maybe. So yeah, we're doing 600 meals in a winner this year next year we'll split them and we'll do maybe 200
and it'll snow.
The first.
Like, oh.
Yeah, no, probably, but at least you've only 200 to deal with.
Yeah, okay.
And we'd have options for sheds.
Aye,
you know,
you
you'd always find cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'd do 200, lamb them outside, they're out the way, the next 400 or 500 start. But you're 200 done and clear your feet already. And what you would do, because we're lambing at 2 blocks of land.
Mm-hmm. Jock will have 1 block, you'll have 1 block.
Or next year, Lizzie will be back. That I'm already thinking in my head, you know, looking at buying a lot of in lamb ewes is what we're talking today, a lot. So, but I'm already thinking, you know, we're half the staff this year because Lizzie's not available for lambing.
Well, you're a quarter of the staff.
Well, like, exactly, we're well down. So if Lizzie's back full health next year, why not lamb a lot more sheep?
Yeah.
Keep pushing forward.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Lizzie?
Oh, it's fine. Aye.
She's mad for it. She loves it. What?
It'll be
all right. So do we have another question?
We do. How much money do you make from YouTube/merch?
That's definitely one for you.
Yeah. So from YouTube, that's me. I'm like, you just talk between yourselves. Yeah. So from YouTube last year, it was roughly calendar year, January to December, it was roughly £35,000 from YouTube. That's just like your ad revenue from videos, from people watching videos.
So that did nearly replace your police income then, close to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just the YouTube. You know, you get a little bit from Facebook. It's not as much, it's nowhere near the same, but you get a few pounds from Facebook now and again. But the main thing, the merch is obviously the main thing for us, but the interesting thing will be for people that, now we've not done the accounts for this year yet, but we had the accounts done and had to pay the tax for January. Somebody paid the tax twice. Which was heartbreaking. I only paid the tax again.
Right, okay.
So I paid the corporation tax, which was about 3,900. So So we had 3,900 corporation tax.
Twice.
And I own. I paid it again.
Okay.
My fault.
You get it back, obviously.
No, like it's like months apparently to get it back. Apparently,
oh, you will get it back.
Well, apparently, if you leave it with them, it accrues interest in your favour or something. And then goes against next year's tax.
I just take it off next time.
But
aye,
we could actually do with that $4,000 now because we're rooked. So it's great. We need stock for the summer shows, so it's quite heartbreaking. But these things happen. communication, it's fine.
No one died.
No one died, exactly. So,
and can we just rewind to you saying, can you pay that invoice?
But it wasn't that one I meant.
What one was it?
It definitely wasn't that one because, yeah. Anyway. We better not go into two about the intricacies of the accounts. But yes, anyway, it's a little wee mix up. And these things happen. So 3,000. So what I was going to say is,
yes,
the sheep game made, I think it was about 40. I need to look at the book. I think mm-hmm. it's £40,000 profit
from last year.
That would be the accounts done for January there. So that would that be April 22 to April 23? Yes.
Right. Okay.
So April 22 to April 23, it made £40,000 profit, which the ridiculous thing is.
Turnover's
huge, but this was the accountant was getting on at me for mm-hmm. because that's basically what YouTube made. So like if I didn't do all the merch and all the other stuff, right, it's like you could have just done your YouTube and made the same money.
Mm-hmm. For the effort.
The
rent of the building.
Well, the rent's a crippler, you know, it's huge. And all these extra overheads you have trying to do your own merch. And one thing that folk don't realise as well with our merch, because our merch is all... custom made. This is actually an old hoodie I've got on today. All our merch is custom made for the sheep game, but the problem is it's very good, but we keep our prices the same as other people doing merch,
mm-hmm.
which means the margins
smaller,
far too small.
I'm
not like pleading poverty for a second. We're doing absolutely fine. As I said, it made 40,000, that's plenty, but yeah, that is our that is the detriment for us. I'm trying to make the jumpers and stuff so good. And it works because you look at the repeat customer. I think you said we had a customer at 23 orders or 45. Something.
45.
What? Mm-hmm. 45 orders?
Yeah.
That's mental. So, and thank you. I know who it is. Yeah, thank you.
Aye.
So 45 odd, but that's because, you know, I am big on the quality, as you know.
No, definitely.
But it does crush the margin, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And not that anybody else's quality isn't good. They're all good. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
I just like to be, we're always pushing for more.
What suits us as well?
Yeah, and because I'm wanting, you know, our labels in it and all those extras that cost more money, it cuts your margin. Mm-hmm. So actually, the biggest profit is that, as the accountant quite rightly pointed out, is you could have none of the going to the shows, all those things
so
you do,
true.
And just do your YouTube videos. And actually, you could do more YouTube videos because you wouldn't have all the other restraints, and you'd make more money mm-hmm. than doing the merch.
That does make sense.
Interesting. I think folk will find that interesting. That mm-hmm. that's the way it is. I think a lot of but don't get me wrong, this year will be better again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because YouTube's been just as strong, if not stronger. And merch sales have been stronger again.
Yeah.
So, all right, we've got bigger overheads now, so maybe it just balances out. But I dare say, I'm fairly confident the sheep game's made more this year, although thinking about the bank balance, that doesn't really make sense.
Mm-hmm. Investment in that?
Yeah, it's all investment. There's a lot of stock sitting.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, so that's one positive thing.
Just keep adding new lines. It's like you have to add so much of that line, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We maybe do have too many options. I need to cut that mm-hmm. down. That we spoke about that. But it's interesting. It's all a learning process. The big thing is we don't have any debt. Mm-hmm. You know, that is the big win. So we've no pressure in terms of that.
Can I ask a question? What was it like in the early days? Like, when did you decide to sell merch?
Oh, it's funny. That was grown from the living room floor, soft shell jackets. They went upstairs to the spare room.
That's right.
Then I was like, I'm going to fold them all with tissue paper, put a little thank you card and a little bag of sweets.
Oh, it was so nice, Lizzie. That'll
never stickers work. And sheep game stickers.
But sure, I was saying that'll never work.
I know.
Because she was like...
No, yeah. I am going to do it.
Lizzie's very headstrong, as you know. But yeah, she was... That's right. I forgot about the tissue paper.
So what was the setup at that point? Were you embroidering it yourself?
No, that was coming just
daily.
No, we were buying that from another company.
Right, okay.
Embroidered. But it was a nightmare because the wait times and...
Six plus weeks it was.
But it started someone asking, I wore a jacket with the logo on it and someone asked for it, and then I made one or two for people and just dealt with it in Facebook Messenger, PayPal or send an invoice out. It was really sloppy.
That's a garage that Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then
Jock was small.
We bought an embroidery machine, then we started working out the garage. God, when you think it, where we've came.
And we had all the books lined on the driveway at times because it was just...
Yeah, you used to have to get into the garage to work. You had to lift loads of stuff out. And so you could only do it when it wasn't raining. Mental. See, when I think back. Yeah. Mental what we were doing.
And so how long ago was that?
And this is like,
when Jock was like 3 or 4 months at that Christmas, wasn't he? So that's like 2 years ago.
See, that is no time. That's no time.
That's crazy, actually, I think. And there was times when we were out like to 1, 2 in the morning.
Just because...
Try to work in this garage at night and neighbours must have thought
printing off the things upstairs or whatever.
That's right. Lizzie used to type in every single address.
I still did. Who did when I was over there? That was useless.
I know. We didn't realise how that. What, for anyone wondering, now it's linked to the website, so Royal Mail automatically get the address. Label's virtually ready to just click and print, and it prints it all out. Mm-hmm. But Lizzie used to sit at nights.
Oh my!
And like at Christmas time, she'd literally spend like 3 hours.
Obviously, we didn't have as many orders as we do now.
No, but it'd still be a good 3 hours
work. That's soul destroying.
I mean, you know that actually it could have just been linked.
I know.
We've learned a lot over the last 2 or 3 years.
I cannot believe it's only been 2 years.
And we've been there and come back here.
Has it been 2 years? Yeah, it's over 2 years, but yeah, it's two Christmases because last Christmas we were in there and then this Christmas we were over there. But in there, by the way, we're pointing across the road because we had a single unit and now we have 3 units. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to open this as a shop as well. Iona's not 100%. No, she has 100% on it. But it's getting at the timing. We're good at after lambing. No, we're good at after lambing.
Right, okay.
It just makes sense. You know, Iona's here a lot.
I know, but...
People, you know, there are people here a lot. And we have the logo farm, which is embroidery as well. So, like, people can come in and...
See that.
Yeah. And I think it'll work. We'll sell all the top... You know what? Sell like Bettercraft. You know, your Kiawakas, Ridgeline, Swazi, all that stuff. No Softplay.
Why not? Jock will love it.
No, we spoke about that. That's in the last podcast there on Tuesday with Ben. Okay. We talked about it. You'll see when it comes out. So yeah, there we go. Does that answer the question?
Yes. Thank you.
I think we're very open and honest there.
You were, eh?
But ask about the farm.
That doesn't sound so good.
Yeah, no, I think the farm was minus, God knows what. Certainly didn't pay any tax.
We didn't have the sheep then.
Oh yeah, the sheep game keeps the farm afloat.
This person would like to know what you have done yourself and things you know from some of your clients to achieve the ultimate scanning?
Well, that is a good question. Lizzie, how did you achieve? You talked through the things we did then. It's...
I don't know if we did much, actually. Oh,
do you want do you want to first of all do an overview of your scanning percentages?
Can you just like...
No, it's turning into me talking too much, so you talk a bit more. You tell us about the scan. You know all of it. You were there when we did everything.
We've had a good scan, very few empties, which was good. And I think you're the scanner, but most has been tucked in the first cycle.
Could be. I wasn't really paying attention to that when I was scanning, but
well, we didn't teaser this year, so maybe it will be a bit more spread out, but we're hoping it will be just as tight enough.
Yeah, but what things have you done to reduce your barren percentage?
I don't know, really. What have we done?
Well, the things I would say, our biggest thing is that we are very lightly stocked.
Right, okay. Well, I don't,
You know, we're very lightly stocked. The first thing is that we're Ayrshire grass. You know, most of our sheep are tupped on fantastic green parks. Very good. Lizzie's bit will be the poorest bit in terms of grazing quality for tupping. And that's just because it's old grass. It's never had anything, but, you know, we might look at doing something with that. But yeah, great grass, understocked is a big thing. Yeah. Like, the biggest enemy to a sheep, or the biggest problem for sheep, is another sheep. You know, folk don't realise that. A lot of folk try and do all sorts of... it's a competition for the best bite of grass. That's the biggest enemy of the sheep. So we're fortunate, you know, we run a lot of it lightly stocked. Part of that is always finance, stocking up. We had to buy a lot of sheep for Lizzie's bit.
I probably took on another couple of bits here and there.
Yeah, we picked up some more ground.
Just spread the sheep out a bit.
Yeah.
So because you can't afford to buy, I always say, and I've said this in the podcast before, if you get a chance of a bit of ground, take the ground and then worry later about stocking it, because it's easier to stock it than it is to get the ground.
Yep.
So I've done that before, and I actually was doing a talk for, where was I the other night? Hoik. TV8 Dale Farmers Club. I was doing a talk and they asked some great questions, and as part of it, I happened to bring up the fact that only 6 months ago or so, I finished paying off a 5-year loan that I took out 5 years previous to pay grazing.
Brilliant.
Really?
When I was still in the police, you could get a loan dead easy. So I was like, take the ground.
Why? Because you were in the police?
Yeah, in the police you get
income, sorry.
Yeah, you kind of go into debt in the police. You can't go into, you can't miss your payments. Or it becomes like a whole thing.
Oh, right, okay.
Because then you're open to corruption and all that, because it's like, oh, you're missing payments. Okay. I think that's how it works. Anyway, and it's a steady job. Like,
yeah.
So had this loan. I want to say it was £15,000 or something over 5 years. But at the time, I just took it because I got a chance of a bit of grass. I was like, I'll take the grass mm-hmm. and then I'll get the sheep. Probably got the sheep from the market. But of course, as you take the lambs back to the market keeps the money from the lambs. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting an income. So I just borrowed it to pay the grass that summer. Thinking, you know, I'll pay it back early. But as often happens with loans, you don't. Mm-hmm. And then, just like 6 months, I just finally paid off. Probably paid back about £25,000 in interest.
Yeah.
But that's the way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm a big fan. I just take the ground. So we do that. What happens then is it's understocked. You know, they got a bolus. Everything was bolused.
Everything's bolused. Not hyped about this year.
We're off the Heptavac. I don't like talking about that too much. Because
I have foot vaccine, actually. That maybe that's helped a bit.
It's definitely helped. Would you not say it's helped the feet?
I have feet, and that might help with fertility as well.
No? Oh, I think so. Yeah, no, I think foot vax has been a great job. We didn't Heptavac.
Okay. Why?
We fell off the system during COVID when we couldn't get it. And it was that case of...
I think we didn't actually do much worse off for it. I don't know.
Oh, touch wood. It's made
I know,
no
you can have a really bad year.
Yeah. Mm. But as I've been told, I think it was Kaz that told me, farm vet Kaz, you might get away with it for 5 years, then the fifth year it's a disaster.
Right, okay.
You
know?
But touch wood, we've got away with it just now. And our plan is obviously to phase out the mules mm-hmm. and close the flock so that Lizzie's sheep are all on the system.
Right, okay.
So we've Heptavac them to keep them on the system. Mm-hmm. For anyone wondering, Heptavac's a vaccine. It covers 8 different... clostridial diseases and various things. So they've kept on the system, but the mules were going to phase out anyway.
Okay.
And I'm just like, what would we be to put them back on the system? £2,000 or more. So we decided to foot vax instead. Mm-hmm. Rather than Heptavac and then touch wood. But I don't, listen, I'm saying Heptavac. You should Heptavac.
Yeah.
You know, do I just say do whatever the vet says. Mm-hmm. Because they're the ones that are, you know, constantly retraining, constantly getting new scientific advice. Things change over time.
And in your area, your vet knows your area better, maybe.
Exactly. So yeah, do what the vet says, not what you hear on a podcast. But yeah, and a lot of luck.
Yes.
Is the other main reason.
We didn't have that many rams out either.
No, I know. A lot of luck. There was a lot of ones that we just put one top out and never changed it. Never had a rattle on them or nothing. So a lot of luck. A lot of them get Chrysalix buckets as well. Not all of them, but the ones at home didn't because... They have too many triplets as it is, so we'll try to reduce that. But
I don't think we started Chrysalix until later on, but yeah.
No, there's a lot. Certainly all the Cheviots and all them get Chrysalix as well.
Put a lot out this year.
Almost all soils and grasses are deficient in one or more essential trace elements. When it comes to hitting growth and fertility targets, offering enough trace elements to balance valuable grazing is critical. Animax Trace Show has been scientifically engineered to supply enough cobalt, copper, iodine and selenium as required by the animal from day one and for up to 6 months. Featuring patented diffusion technology for a controlled supply of optimum levels. Animax, giving you what it takes.
So, final question. They've been wondering after hearing multiple farmers say that wool is more of an expense than an asset. Have you heard of the Katahdin sheep? A hair sheep, bred to essentially grow out of wool and produce hair, thus removing the necessity for shearing. Here in the US, the wool industry is trying to come back, many artists trying to find an avenue of creation, but ultimately sheep are seen for their meat production. I consider the Katahdin little more than goats, but their genetics say sheep. Do you think a hair sheep would have a chance in the UK, or is the profession and hype for shearers stronger than the need to remove the expense?
It's about fashion, isn't it, in the UK for breeds? No.
Oh, I don't know if that's fair.
Oh, well, maybe not. But like, we're not all just going to move to hair breed. There's other benefits of having wool on the sheep. No.
Well, what's the pros and cons?
In the winter, keeps it warm.
I know, but it's hardly been below 5 degrees this winter.
You couldn't have blackies up on the hill with hair.
On the hill, I'll accept that. It's good. But I mean, the main reason is that the...
But we are strong with llama. Maybe that breed's not going to have enough meat on it, is it?
I think that's the main reason. Mm-hmm. The carcass isn't good enough. And hair sheep. you know, compared to the commercial types we use here.
Maybe, I don't know, if its feet aren't the best for this ground, I don't know. Often those hair ones need dry, like a dry climate with...
Yeah, potential with that as well. Feet issues. I think the main thing holding them back is carcass and number of lambs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They're horrible to look at as well. It's another thing. If they made them pretty.
There we go. That's a fashion thing.
That's a fashion thing. Yeah. I accept that. But we've said before in this podcast, people farm the sheep they like, not the ones that are the most profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Virtually every sheep farmer farms a sheep they like. Or a common one is the ones they think are the best for the farm, not the ones they know. You know, it's rare to find someone that knows that's the best sheep for the farm. Because to know,
you've got to have tried others.
You've got to have tried a few, which is expensive, a lot of hassle. You make a decision, which sheep do I think is best for this farm, and you go with it. And usually you pick the one you like the look of best. Because it's a big part, though. You need to look at the bloody things every day.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I love looking at my sheep.
Do you?
I do.
Do you just go and stand and look at them sometimes?
Oh, I was saying the other day, the worst thing that we're only feeding the triplets this year. And the worst thing about it is, like, I used to love going about feeding all the sheep and just standing and watching them.
Did you?
Oh, it's great.
Well, there's how to fill your time during
sure your father, when he's feeding these AI ewes, he just stands there like Forrest Gump watching him. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Just absolutely loving it.
Do you know my dad doesn't have a snacker?
Okay. Is he trough feed them?
Or just bag?
Fills up the bag.
Last year, didn't we?
But he gets it delivered in this massive pile and then he uses a bucket and fills up all the bags and then goes around with all the bags.
That's how he doesn't even have a hopper.
That's how to fill the time as well, isn't it?
It just blows it into a shed. That's old school, isn't it?
And then he carries the bags and then he has to do however many runs back and forward with his bike and he takes it right up to the hill to feed them, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what the sheep farmers do all winter.
Do you know what, actually, Dad actually says this is one of his favourite times because he's under no pressure and he can make a job last all day that like 20 years ago would have taken him an hour and a half, whereas he like drags it out like doing things like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And efficiency.
I'm surprised he's not just went the snacker route.
Do that, and then Dad used to mix a bucket of minerals in with it as well.
But you're doing your own mix at home. But these are the cobs that your dad's feeding. Yeah, just about everyone. I think Euros now, they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carl's Billington do a very good Euro that's very popular. But yeah, we're just 18% Euros, but we use a snacker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hellish wet now, though. That is a downside to. It's a downside to a snacker because one, you have to pull it across wet fields.
Yeah.
And two, you can't be as picky where you put it.
No. True.
You know, with a bag, you kind of wander around.
Yeah.
If you see a wet bit, you won't put it there.
Yeah, that's.
When you're driving, you've started the route. It's like, oh, I've came to a wet bit now.
You can't change.
You can't really change. So that's another factor. But yeah.
It's definitely easier.
I'm interested to see how just feeding the triplets works out. I think we'll get away with it because it's been a mild year. There's a lot of grass. You know, I'll drop a name here. Graham Lofthouse did a farm open day thing. He does loads of them, but I was at one. And he does a lot of the easy cares that you're slagging off, Lizzie. I think they're great sheep. But I actually do. Like, there is something in it. There's something in wool shedding sheep that is the future. Yeah. I definitely think that if we can just get it right and get the carcass. And Graham's definitely one that's on that right route. There's a lot of Texel on his.
Right.
So real carcass on them. Really impressive sheep. Real length about them as well. But he said a great thing. And I thought he'd be all... just grass, you know, no feed. But he says, you know, if a ewe bairn carrying multiple lambs needs a wee bite just to get through the toughest part of the winter in lambing, then why wouldn't you just give her a wee bite?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's all great trying to produce and it's great if you have a huge farm that you can carry the sheep through without feeding them, but for the sake of a wee bit of cake.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no point trying to be a hero.
No problems you might get.
Well, it was that beast from the East year that's what scarred my dad. And then that's when he started feeding them because he was like, couldn't do that again.
Aye. It was just skeletons. It was
awful.
And if they're not used to eating, you kind of get them to
eat. That was terrible.
That'd be the biggest problem that year.
But
that's where we are with that. Is there any other questions?
No.
Oh, that's quite awesome.
No more questions.
No, that's okay.
Lizzie, what have you got?
You can talk about your sheep now if you want.
What are these sheep I want to buy? Oh, I can't really because I've not bought them yet. So the deal's not done. Although by the time this is out, the deal will be done. But I'm tempted to buy 600, but...
Wow, a big number.
Yeah.
Fair play to you.
I need to get a lot of tick. That's the only thing. It'd all be tick. That's the only thing. But Lizzie's not talking me out of it.
No.
No, which isn't like her.
Yeah, no, I
Okay.
You know, usually, well, you know what I'm like with spouting daft ideas.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but well, I do that, but with farming. Mm. So, but you spout daft ideas about opening a shop and the sheep game, and you know, let's do this, let's do that.
Your ideas have come out all right in the end, haven't they? So,
aye, see, that's nice. That's a nice thing you've all said. Turn the camera off.
I was told to be nice today.
You're so romantic. Yeah, I just think. I think we buy them,
we'll see,
and then worry about the ground in the back end.
Yep.
Because I just don't think you can lose just now. If you can buy the in-lamb ewes at the right price, they've been carried through the winter,
mm-hmm.
get them lambed, you've hunters of grass in the summer.
Aye, because they're running on not that much ground just now, is it?
No, so hunters are grass in the summer, and then we'll worry about it in the back end,
mm-hmm.
what we do with them.
Might just get rid of a few more mules or something. Isn't it?
Yeah, need to. They're better. They're good quality sheep. It's okay. Not just like buying sheep because they're cheap. They're really good, really good sheep. So that's why it's in my head. But anyway, we'll see what comes of that. We're long enough, I think, for a Q&A. Is there anything else you want to add?
I just want to say I had my eyebrows done just in case anyone was worried.
Yeah, anyone watch now they'll definitely watch the YouTube, Lizzie. In case anyone thinks Lizzie's just absolutely raging. She just had her eyebrows done.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked lovely.
Angus was meant to be a nurse.
Whereas Iona's just always looked like that.
She's just well put together, see?
Yes. Yeah, but it's just fashion, isn't it?
What, bald eyebrows?
I think so, I don't know.
Yeah, just have them done nice. Isn't
mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it looks good. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky.
What?
Mine's are just so good, naturally. The Turkish guy that cuts my hair was like, do you want me to trim the eyebrows?
I'm
like,
monobrow.
No.
Oh, I get a monobrow. My dad's got big eyebrows. I get it from him.
Oh, do you? Is that why you've got quite a heavy brow?
Yeah. I've got really heavy brow.
Yours are naturally heavy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but your ears. You have to get your ears waxed or something when you get old.
Maybe when I get old. Mm. Well, what about that?
Oh, yeah. They put the wax and then pull it out.
What about your nose? Did you get that done yet? No, does a barber do that?
No.
It's the nose I'm thinking of. Yeah, and they stuck it up and then put a stick and pull it out.
Yeah, I think they do, actually. I see a wax thing in front of me, but he's never brought that out.
But then hair, it's good for. Like, it's there for protection to stop you from breathing. It's the same with, like, eyelashes.
I don't mind if you've got hairs sticking out and you want to trim them a little bit, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's the point?
Oh, you need some hairs up there.
Yeah, like, you know the way when your hairs are sticking out your nose, you just trim them like that? That's what I'm thinking.
You do it for me.
That is love. So, Lizzie, there's nothing exciting. We'll hopefully get Angus into nursery on Thursday for his first day.
Yes.
He bottled it today.
He did. He's
sleeping out in the car again.
I know.
But we'll try again Thursday.
And baby is the size of a beetroot.
Apparently so.
Does your app tell you that?
Yeah, it does.
And how many weeks are you?
30.
30? So that's 3/4.
Yeah, it is.
Jeez, I can't believe still a quarter to go.
No, it's meant to work.
What, do you think it's been slow?
10 weeks, I've got to go.
I feel like she's been pregnant for ages.
Do you?
But then I suppose you've been pregnant so much out the last 3 years, it does feel like a lot.
Yeah,
always pregnant. Just always pregnant.
Yeah, how does that work then? You must have been pregnant. If Jock is going to be under 3.
Mm-hmm.
No, because obviously his year, so I've been like 27 months out of the last 48.
Yes, I'm in it.
Oh my God. Lizzie.
That's wild. That's good on you. No. Honestly, good on you. It's heartbreaking. Are you starting to feel it yet?
I have been feeling it a little bit. I've had a big day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On my feet. The boys are busy. Jock is very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
It is keeping up with him.
Is he getting away from you on the balance?
But he was. If he wants to go the wrong way, he'll go the wrong way. And he's not very. What's that, obedient?
He's not got a good recall.
obedient. He turns around, he's like... he's quick.
Mm-hmm. Good. And Iona, what have you got on this week?
Nothing special.
Oh, podcasting. Oh, what about this podcast we're going to try? We're going to go and sit in a dairy shed, a cubicle shed with a very popular Ayrshire dairy farm. And we're going to sit and try and do a podcast surrounded by cows.
Mm-hmm.
So that is coming in the next few weeks. We're actually quite well stocked up with podcasts now. I think we've got them running
lambing.
Right through to lambing. Yeah, mm-hmm. The end of lambing. That was the plan because obviously I can't podcast during lambing. The other day we were drawing lambs, took lambs to market. Wild day with the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, out farming. They're absolutely mental. Lizzie comes home.
Mm-hmm. Decides, I don't know what got into me that night actually.
Decides, right, let's make muffins with Jock. And anyone watching YouTube will put a clip up. It'll be on a YouTube video soon. Let's start making muffins with Jock. And there's bloody flour everywhere. Jock's smashing eggs into the bowl. Blueberry muffins, they turned out unbelievable.
They were for two no, minutes. No, they turned out fine. They rose really well.
Yeah,
really?
Like it's it shows Lizzie's
it
ability.
Was quite funny.
Yeah. Like, they were so bloody good. And that was with Jock.
It was quite funny.
Lizzie's using the electric whisker and Jock's trying to rip his finger off by poking his finger. You know, a kid sees a thing spinning and he's like, yeah. He's holding it, but he's also wanting to put his finger in, like.
And then he gets two hands in the flower pot, doesn't he? And
yeah, and then, but of course, once he brings his hands out, they just go everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it was good fun.
Yeah, it's good fun. But yes, that's us. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, no other big plans for this week. Mm-hmm. Just tottering along, podcast to record.
Yep.
If you haven't already, click the subscribe button, click the thumbs up, click the like, click all those bits and tell your pals. That's it for this one. I've been Cammy.
I've been Iona.
I've been Lizzie.
And we are all fed by farmers.